Part A. When you imagine a powerful person, who comes to mind? Machiavelli, a political philosopher from about 500 years ago, wrote in his book, The Prince, that it's much safer to be feared than loved. We are seeing this belief today in selfish politicians, abusive CEOs, and in bullying online and in schools. Our guest today is Dr. Madeline Carter, a psychologist who wants to challenge this Machiavellian idea of power. Welcome, Dr. Carter.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
I understand you've been doing research on power. People normally think of power in terms of strength and force. I'd like first to ask your view on this.
Well, most of us tend to equate power with strength. But what we should do instead is to link it to kindness, empathy, and compassion. What we discovered in our research is that both kids at school and adults in corporations will have a lot of power if they are generous and practice compassion toward others.
Could you tell us more?
In our studies of kids at school, for example, we found that there were bullies that got a bit of attention early in the school season. But over the course of the year, they started to lose power.
Why?
Because the empathic and compassionate kids connected to the other kids. As that happened, their popularity rose.
I see. Dr. Carter, do the kids who have gained power through compassion not lose their ethical qualities? I'm afraid that once someone has tasted power, they will embrace a Machiavellian worldview.
You mean once they have tasted power, do they lose those good qualities of compassion and kindness? Some do, yes. But we found that many of the newly empowered kids who stopped acting with kindness started to lose their influence soon after. It seems that those kids did not actually have those good qualities, but had only acted that way in order to become popular.
Sounds like it's just more of the same, only with different people.
Yes. Therefore, what we really have to look at is how power should be defined. Is having a lot of money, or something like military might, the definition of power? These powers are coercive, which means they can be used to control people. But what I'm finding is there is another kind of power that is less coercive and more collaborative. If you look at some of the great leaders of the past, Abraham Lincoln, for example, you'll see that they used the power of collaboration to lead people and get things done. We need to acknowledge this kind of power as well.
Interesting. Is this concept a sort of hard power versus soft power?
Yes. In a corporate or political setting, people are often moved by what you refer to as hard power, especially money. On the other hand, the power I'd like to introduce is soft power, such as ideas, art, and journalism. This kind of influence can be more powerful, even in a business setting. And the same goes at home with your own children. Money can motivate them to do things, but in our research, ideas, art, books, etc. had far more influence.
That's a fascinating perspective. We're going to take a break now, but we'll be back for more with another guest. Stay tuned.